From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, just before the break, we were talking about what happened at the Navy Yard. Aaron Alexis carving into the stock of his gun his suicide note, better off this way and my ELF weapon. Why would he go to the Navy Yard? Well, that happens to be a center of activity with ELF. It's something that you can't shield yourself from. You know, we have the stereotype of the conspiracy theorist with the tinfoil. Well, you know what? Tinfoil doesn't work against ELF. Nothing blocks it. That's why the Navy uses it to communicate with submarines worldwide. So you can't block this, but it is something that technologically they've been working on for a very long time, as I mentioned just before the break, for decades. You've got DARPA, you've got the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the State Department, you've got private industry using it. You've even got billboards. This case of the billboard, it was the title of this article back in 2007 was Schizophrenia is the New Ad Gimmick. It's just like people complain about schizophrenia, hearing voices in their head, and yet it is something that is planted there. Technologically, it is possible to do it. But a lot of people refuse to believe that the government is morally capable of something like that. And I have to point out that the person who wrote this article, Mind War, is Michael Aquino. Now, let me introduce Michael Aquino to you if you don't know who he is. This is a guy who is a Satanist. He was a follower of Anton LaVey in the Church of Satan. Then he split off and formed his own church, Temple of Set. Set being another name for Saturn or Satan, according to the occultists. He also was alleged to have been part of a child molestation ring at the Presidio. A large settlement was paid to parents and families, and he was moved by the Army. You can see video of him on YouTube on Oprah Winfrey's show, where he's confronted by a member of the studio audience about a ritualized murder. This is a guy who looks like a cross between Eddie Munster and Spock. I mean, this is a seriously disturbed, in my opinion, individual, a very dark individual. And yet he's one of the key guys at the NSA while he was there. He's now retired. While he was there, he wrote this article, Mind War. And in it, he's talking about the difference between propaganda and psychological operations and what he wants to achieve, what he wants the NSA, the CIA, and DARPA to achieve against us. And that is, propaganda works only to the extent that an enemy is willing to do what we want him to do. I'm sorry, propaganda is what they want people to do when they make an argument, an intellectual argument to them. But what he wants to do with mind war is to get people to do this without even a mental assent. In other words, it truly is mind control. It's not persuasion, and it's not propaganda. He makes a clear distinction between those two things. Is simply getting people to do whatever he wants them to do. So what we had in the case of the shooter was, it was portrayed in the press as here was somebody who was terribly disturbed. How could he have gotten a firearm? Because he's hearing voices in his head. He's obviously schizophrenic. And yet if you look at the timeline, it was August the 7th that he first had issues of voices in his head, a very sudden onset, very late in life for someone who's schizophrenic. And again, schizophrenia itself is a very rare disease. Only 1% of the population has it. And he has a sudden onset, and he goes to the police, and he's talking about not God talking to him, not Satan talking to him. He's talking about multiple people. He says they're harassing him. He says they're using microwaves. He knows, perhaps, something about this because he was an electronics technician. So he believed that he was being harassed. He moved hotels several different times. He went to the police, and of course, when the government is doing this to you, one of the things that makes it work so well is that if you go to someone, they think immediately that you're schizophrenic, that you're crazy. People just can't believe that the government would do these types of things to people. And yet we have people who are Satanists, who are basically in the highest levels of the NSA. So it's certainly something that they're morally capable of, and it's something that we need to think about. Here's DARPA. Look at the types of projects that they're putting together. Look at the fact that they've got a budget that is the size of North Korea. They've got a budget that is $2.8 billion. North Korea's entire budget for everything, not just military spending, is $3.2 billion. So we've got 140 people who are working on dark projects that are targeted towards controlling the population.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, we've been talking the last couple of segments about mind control. We've been talking about Aaron Alexis writing on the stock of his gun, my ELF weapon. I think it's very important that we understand that we need to get the public to wake up to the techniques that the government is using. It was after the Boston bombing that people began to wake up to the long-established technique of false flags, a long history of that. And yet, it was something that up until that point, up until Dan Bondi went to the press conference and brought that up, and people started asking, well, false flag, what is that? Then they started looking at the history of how it's been used, not only by our government, but many governments. It's a favorite tactic to deceive the population, to manipulate the population into doing something. But they have much more subtle, more covert, more technological means to manipulate people. And perhaps the message from the grave that was on the stock of Aaron Alexis, my ELF weapon, perhaps that is going to be something that finally wakes people up to what's going on with some of these dark scientific projects. You know, it was Eisenhower who warned us in his military-industrial complex speech. It was actually his farewell address. And he warned us about the military-industrial complex. But he also warned us about a scientific research and discovery and how we should be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. Now, who might that be? Do we have a situation like that? As I mentioned just before the break, DARPA, the Defense Research Project, has essentially a dark budget, but they have $2.8 billion. And to put that in perspective, the entire budget for everything in North Korea, the North Korean government's entire spending, is $3.2 billion. So this is huge. Just like we have a Defense Department that spends more than all the rest of the other countries combined, we also have this department here that is working on advanced projects. And look at the type of research that they're funding. They're funding robots that can run faster than humans, super strong robots. They're even talking about having robots that are autonomous, that are making their own decisions. And, of course, that would be basically putting them into an urban environment, and they would be killing everyone except perhaps personnel that had a tag on it saying that I'm with the U.S. government or whatever. These are the types of weapons of mass destruction that they're working on. And they're working on these robots because they frankly don't believe they can trust humans to follow the chain of command to do some of the things that they want them to do. So certainly they could get a robot to do that. But it's not just weapons of mass destruction. I mean, we look at the potential of these robots that are under the control of one or two people. All you need to have is a corrupt megalomaniac get in charge. And we've all already seen that we've got people very high up in the NSA who are Satanists. And we've got people who are lying to the public openly and committing perjury about what the NSA is doing. Nothing happens to them. The potential for corruption is not even any more potential. It's already a reality. We should be very concerned about the fact that power is being concentrated, and this kind of military firepower is being concentrated more and more into a more concentrated group. But just look at the budget that DARPA has. It's $2.8 billion. You talk about a scientific technological elite. This is only about 140 people that are 240 personnel altogether, but only 140 of them are really making the technological decisions. The rest would be support staff. they are making these kinds of decisions, and the stuff that they're working on, these what they call non-lethal weapons, are really weapons of mass control. You know, they talk about weapons of mass destruction. These are weapons of mass control. They're looking to propagandize and take over a population, and it's a multi-front war. They're already removed the prohibitions for having Voice of America send radio waves into America. That was set up as a propaganda organization at the beginning of the Cold War, and they prohibited them from operating in the United States. They've just removed that recently. So now they're going to be hitting us with that kind of propaganda. At the same time, they're working on mind control techniques. And we've also been warned about these types of mind control capabilities, about being able to beam this information in. It can even work over power lines, especially over smart meters. There's a lot here that people really need to wake up and look at. Perhaps they'll understand if they look at what he meant by my ELF weapon. We've got a special report on that right now. Let's run that. Navy Yard shooting. Some strange evidence is turning up. Just before the shooting, Aaron Alexis purchased a shotgun. Not an AR-15, as Piers Morgan keeps telling people. But he purchased a shotgun, and he carved into the stock, my elf weapon.
They mentioned it as cryptic etching that said my ELF weapon. Well, it wasn't cryptic to him. He's worked in this field. So he knew exactly what he was being targeted with. The voices he was hearing didn't tell him to go run amok at the Navy Yard. He went to where he perceived the weapons coming from.
A lot of information is now surfacing about voices in his head. And the New York Times and other corporate media are painting a picture of someone who was insane but slipped through the screening process. But let's look at the timeline. Alexis was hired by the military subcontractor back in September 2012. On August 7th, the first incident of him reporting voices in his head was filed as a police report in Rhode Island. Then on August the 23rd, he goes to the VA emergency room in Rhode Island for sleeping pills. Those sleeping pills were trazodone. 5 days later, August 28th, he goes to a VA emergency room in Washington, D.C. for more sleeping pills. Just 5 days later, is he using them very heavily? Trazodone has been shown to have side effects of suicidal tendencies, panic attacks, depersonalization, and anger. The timeline shows that the first time Alexis heard voices in his head was August the 7th. So the question isn't just why or how he slipped through the screening process, but why the sudden onset of voices in his head.
You know, you can't discount mental illness. You know, especially being a physician, you've got to recognize that schizophrenics exist. For one, he's a little old to just all of a sudden go schizophrenic.
Bingo.
Yeah, typically.
34? Typically, it's like your teens.
18 to 28. Yeah, typically.
Army has something they call voice to skull. We got the Air Force using microwaves to create sounds at Brooks Air Force Base. We got the Marine Corps with their Medusa project. We've got the State Department, as reported by the Washington Post in 2005, working on voices implanted in people's heads. So the military-industrial complex has been all over this. When you see something this wide, this is not just one little research project from one organization.
Mm-hmm. Voice of God weapon, which is actually called SQUAD, or Silent Sound Spread Spectrum, was used in the first Operation Desert Storm.
Let's go back to the August 7th report. There was a verbal altercation with an unknown party at the airport. He believes the individual that he got into an argument with had sent three people to follow him and kept him awake by talking to him and sending vibrations into his body. He said he first heard them talking to him through a wall while at the residence inn in Middleton, then packed up and went to a hotel on the Navy base where he heard the same voices talking to him through the walls, floors, and ceiling. Then he moved to a third hotel and was currently at the Marriott. He said three individuals are speaking to him through the floor. He said the same individuals are using some sort of microwave machine to send vibrations to the ceiling, penetrating his body so he can't sleep. He said he never felt anything like this, and he's worried that the individuals were going to harm him. The on-duty sergeant reviewed the report, and because it was a naval-based connection, reported the incident to the Naval Station Police and faxed a copy to them. They said they would follow up. What was revealed today by the New York Times is that the defense contractor contacted the hotel about his behavior. So both the Navy and the defense contractor knew about the voices in his head on August 7th, about 5 weeks before the shooting. And we know that a SWAT team was in place at the time of the shooting and told to stand down. Were the voices schizophrenia or a psyop?
Being a medical doctor, I don't want to come across as everybody hearing voices is being victimized by technology. Certainly schizophrenia exists. for one, schizophrenia is not quite as common, I think, as the press has led people to believe. It's still, severe schizophrenia is still a relatively rare disorder. Most of the victims that I've worked with can pinpoint the day that they started hearing voices and the day that they noticed organized stalking, people following them around. Typically, schizophrenics are identified from 18 years old to 28 years old, maybe a little later in females, but almost always at a young age. If you talk to schizophrenics about what they're hearing, typically it's God or angels or deities, or garbled voices like you hear in a subway.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are being victimized by this technology are hearing the voices of people that are obviously watching them. Oftentimes they'll know the names of these voices because it's a two-way communication system. Mm-hmm. So they're hearing the people doing the surveillance talk to each other as well as talk to them. Typically it's their whereabouts in a room is being described.
All right, so you can see the rest of that report on Alex Jones' YouTube channel. That is mind control or schizophrenia. Actually, schizophrenia or psyops is what we call it. Now, if you want to call in, we're going to talk about this and some other issues at 877.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for auto.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and we've been talking about what's happening in Kenya and what our government is trying to do in the wake in terms of using that as an excuse to try to get the TSA actively involved at now shopping malls. We see that as a talking point now all over the media. And you can expect to see that ramp up this next week. They've been talking about it for a while. This is their incident to seize on because something happened in Kenya where, as Alex pointed out, Obama's got a lot of connections, a lot of high connections in the Kenyan government. And he's got a lot of connections with Al-Qaeda, or as they call themselves, the Mujahideen. Remember the Mujahideen? These are the people that the Carter administration, the Reagan administration, armed in their fight against the Russians, the people that turned into Al-Qaeda. And as we pointed out earlier, Obama, on Tuesday, after the shooting on Monday, waived the ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition rebels. So he's prevented by law from aiding these terrorists, and he just says, that doesn't apply now. We're going to give them weapons. If you want to call in and talk about this, or if you want to call in and talk about what you think about the Naval Yard shooting, our toll-free number on Sundays is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Call and let us know what you think. Now, Obama's got his war on Syria, and he's also got his war on coal. You remember when he was running the first time back in 2008, he had this to say?
Presented whatever power plants that are being built, that they would have to meet the rigors of that market and the ratcheted down caps that are placed imposed every year. So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted. That will also generate billions of dollars that we can invest in solar, wind, biodiesel, and other alternative energy approaches. The only
that's
thing
good.
That I've
said... That's good. All we need to know is...
I haven't done some coal...
All we need to know is that he's going to... bankrupt you if you invest in a coal plant. And now he's making good on that. Also, this last week, while everybody was talking about the naval shooting, he pushed his war on coal. Coal producers, utilities, Republicans, and Democrats in Congress all say that new pollution standards announced Friday would effectively outlaw the construction of new coal-fired power plants and raise prices for electricity and cost jobs. It'll impose the first cap on carbon emissions from new power plants and deals a blow to the market for coal. So this is the scheme. It's been the scheme all along. They're going to try to drive everybody into a carbon credit situation. This is going to be essentially think about the Federal Reserve on a worldwide basis. That's what these carbon credits are going to amount to. We're going to pay them for the privilege of using energy. That's right. Just like we pay the Federal Reserve for the privilege of money that they print, we're going to now have to pay somebody like Al Gore, somebody that runs some carbon credit exchange. I don't know why we should have to pay them, but we're going to have to pay them almost like it was some kind of a religious kind of a indulgence, like back in the Middle Ages where we get the capability to go sin. You know, it's kind of a way of relieving yourself of that. Now, the renewables that he's talking about are great, and they work really well on an individual basis. When you look at solar, even wind on an individual basis can be a very effective way to get off the grid. And that's really what a lot of people should be trying to do, is to get off the grid, not only for your health reasons, but also just energy independence. Because the more people that can get off of the grid, the less susceptible we are. We have very long supply lines, and we have an infrastructure in this country that is very, very fragile. If we had more people that were taking care of themselves off the grid, growing their own food to some extent, that would be a great thing. But we have to have factories on the grid. We still have to have a grid. And unfortunately, with the current technologies of renewables, they are a very, very long way from being able to work reliably on the grid, just because there's not the kind of energy storage on that kind of a scale like you have on an individual home. In an individual home, you can get the batteries to hold the power and to even out the supply and demand. You can't do that on the grid. Wind power as well as solar power are just too variable, especially wind power. But Obama and his people are more in love with nuclear. They like to talk about renewables, but what they're really in love with is nuclear, which I think is probably the most dangerous, the most threatening of all sources of power. None of them are perfect, but this is without a doubt the most dangerous. And we just saw that this last week. Look at Fukushima. 2.5 years into this, and they're still, as a typhoon came by this last week, they had to release into the ocean 1,100 tons, not 1,100 gallons, 1,100 tons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. But as many scientists have pointed out, that's not really where the big risk is with Fukushima. They have a lot of spent fuel nuclear rods, a lot of rods that are in these reactors that were damaged. And those rods have to be taken out. If something happens with those rods, they're stored right now 100 feet above ground, and they have to be kept cool. And if that cooling fails, or if they have an earthquake like we also had this week in Japan, if they have an earthquake that is strong enough to topple those damaged buildings, if those spent nuclear rods touch each other, you will have a chain reaction. There's 11,000 nearly, it's 10,893 spent fuel assemblies are sitting in pools, and they're vulnerable to these kind of earthquakes. And as scientists have pointed out, that's 85 times more long-lived radioactivity than was released at Chernobyl. If this were to happen, this would be something that would be far more damaging than the damage that we currently have been seeing. We've been seeing all kinds of damage in the sea from radioactive material released into the sea. If this were to happen, if we had this kind of explosion, this would have catastrophic impact for the entire northern hemisphere. And all it takes is for these rods to touch each other. So they have a very touchy operation ahead of them to try to take this down, to try to remove these rods one at a time. They've got to do that perfectly without any of these things touching each other. And remember, there's been severe damage to that building. So these rods are not necessarily straight. They might be bent. They've got to pull these rods out without touching each other, or they're going to have a massive explosion. And this is something that's been going on for 2.5 years. And we have other places in the United States where we have exactly the same type of technology. We had the former head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission just this last summer saying that, in his opinion, we ought to shut down all of the nuclear power plants because they share this same danger that the Fukushima power plant shares, and that is having to try to keep the spent fuel cooled under all circumstances. It's a bad design. There are other designs, but unfortunately, it's a design that all of our nuclear power plants share, and we have several of them that are sitting on fault lines in the United States. And we even have places in North Carolina, where I'm from, the Sharon Harris Nuclear Power Plant just outside of Raleigh, has one of the largest fuel storage pools anywhere in the United States. They accept nuclear waste from a lot of other nuclear power plants, and they store it there. That is something that, as we've seen with Fukushima, it's not just a catastrophic failure of reactor like we saw with Three Mile Island or with Chernobyl, but it's also these fuel pools. But this is what Obama wants for us. To save us from the imaginary carbon threats, he's going to have nuclear power plants proliferate all over the United States. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with your calls.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, just before the break, we were talking about how Obama is trying to destroy coal, anything that generates carbon dioxide, and at the same time, he's pushing heavily for nuclear. We even see from a lot of environmentalist activists that are with the Obama administration, they're even talking about how nuclear has less of a carbon footprint than even solar photovoltaics. Now, let's understand that photovoltaics don't represent the kind of health risk to the public that nuclear power does. And this whole thing about carbon is really not something that they should be able to sell anymore. I mean, really, the information is out there that it's not, we don't even have global warming going on anymore. Their models were bad. If we look at the data, the planet is actually cooling. We're actually seeing cooling now. Even when they thought it was warming, there was still a question as to whether or not it was man-made warming or whether it was something that was coming from the sun. Of course, the sun is a pretty major factor on our weather, don't you think? But their models didn't really take that into consideration. So they were projecting that the predominant factor was CO2. Now, that was a very convenient projection because that allowed them to set up some kind of a carbon exchange where we pay for the indulgence of using energy. Listen, if you're going to send off our jobs to China, if you're going to shut down our power plants, that's the way to conduct economic warfare on the United States, and that's precisely what this is. If you want to talk about danger, let's talk about nuclear power and the fact that we have highly radioactive fuel that has to be continuously cooled for hundreds or thousands of years. We have nuclear power plants that are now aging. They were designed to only last for 20 or 30 years. We're seeing leaks happening. We're seeing fires happening on a more frequent basis at places like Sharon Harris in North Carolina. And yet they just extend their licenses for another 20 years. Some of them, they've doubled the amount of time that the plant was to be up. So we have a concern about both the safety of reactors. We've seen in Fukushima, Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, many other places there can be a reactor failure. But as we've also seen with Fukushima, the fuel pools themselves can present a tremendous risk that will last for a very, very long time. And, you know, the government likes to tell us that there really isn't any risk. They said that about their nuclear weapons program, and we learned on Friday, The Guardian pointed out, that the U.S. nearly detonated an atomic bomb over North Carolina. We have a 1961 accident that was declassified, and it's kind of funny. The guy who wrote the report said, kind of harping back to Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove, the subtitle was How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. This guy entitled his report Goldsboro Revisited, or How I Learned to Mistrust the H-Bomb. What they had was a B-52 bomber that broke up in midair over North Carolina. Two nuclear bombs fell out and came very close to detonating. Only one low-voltage switch prevented untold carnage. They said each bomb carried a payload of 4 megatons, the equivalent of 4 million tons of TNT. Had the device detonated, lethal fallout could have been deposited over Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, as far north as New York City, putting millions of lives at risk. And yet, the U.S. government has repeatedly denied that its nuclear arsenal has ever put Americans' lives in jeopardy through safety flaws. As this person points out, this would have been 260 times more powerful than the bomb that detonated over Hiroshima. And yet, with all the risks of nuclear power, without knowing what the true carbon, how do you say that it has a lower carbon footprint than a photovoltaic when you have to cool these fuel rods for centuries? You have to guard the stuff for centuries. How can you say that it's got a smaller footprint when you've got to decommission and guard the power plant after a certain amount of time? It's a tremendously expensive form of energy, and it is extremely dangerous. The potential for catastrophic failure is extremely high of both the reactor itself and the fuel, and yet this is what Obama wants to go to. Why? Because of this fantasy idea of CO2 being a problem. CO2 is what plants breathe. It's what trees breathe. And, you know, marijuana takes it in even more so than trees. So just plant some of that and get rid of the war on drugs. Actually, it's hemp. It's not just marijuana. Hemp is not psychoactive. Let's go to some of the callers here. We've got Andrew in Philadelphia, has been waiting for quite a while. Andrew, how you doing? Hey.
I'm doing fine. Before I get into the real reason I called, just want to take 5 seconds to point out that since today is the fall equinox, it makes sense that the Illuminati would state something like the mall shooting in Kenya today because they're obsessed with astrology. But the real reason I'm calling, would you have a problem if I played the role of citizen whistleblower and exposed some corruption on the part of a local police department?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I don't live in Cheltenham Township, Pennsylvania, but on the December 20th issue of the paper, the township I live in, it talked about how the Cheltenham Township Police Department was going to change the way they do their jobs because they believe the official story of the Sandy Hook shooting. I went to the Cheltenham Police Department to try to explain to them that they have been had because they've fallen for a lie because it was staged by the government. And after I said that, the clerk at the front desk said, well, we're going to go along with the lie. That's all I have to say to you. Have a nice day. And then he turned around and left. And that was a huge sucker punch to the gut for me. And that's why I decided to call into the show to play the role of whistleblower. And I hope that encourages other people in America to also play the role of citizen whistleblower.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, they don't necessarily have to believe it. They just have to be able to use it, right? That's really what they're after. They're looking for excuses to put their policies in place. And so when you look at these shootings, even when we have very telltale signs, like we see a drill going on at the same time, or we see SWAT teams that are told to stand down, or we see somebody who's been complaining about mind control techniques that have been talked about for decades, nothing that is anything new about that. When we see those types of telltale things, it makes us concerned about that. But even if they didn't do that, they're still using this to push their gun control agenda. You know, we had an article from The Guardian that was very disturbing because this guy was essentially, it was by Henry Porter, The Guardian. He says, American gun use is out of control. Shouldn't the world intervene? He said, this has reached the point where it's ceased to be a domestic issue and the world cannot stand idly by. I'm very disturbed when I see that because The Guardian has been so good at exposing the threats to civil liberty, at exposing the criminal spying and surveillance that our government has been conducting against not only American citizens, but the entire world. They've been on the forefront of that. And they've been on the forefront of fighting this bogus war in Syria and so many other things. And yet they fall into this classic left-right paradigm and come after the Second Amendment. They clearly don't understand that the Second Amendment is part of our checks and balances. It is the most important part of our checks and balances because it's something that belongs to the citizens. Like the free press, like the First Amendment, like trial by jury, and all of those things are under attack by the same people. It's not a left-right thing. It's not a Democrat-Republican thing. You always see the Lindsey Grahams and the Dianne Feinsteins coming after both the Second Amendment, wanting to turn the possession of guns into a privilege, and then wanting to make journalism and free speech a government-granted privilege. And it's time that people on the left and the right really see the big picture here. They really need to understand that it's the same authoritarians that are coming after them every time and not fall for that. We'll be right back with more of your calls right after the break. Stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. We've been talking about the shootings this week. We've been talking about how Obama and the corporate press are now using what happened at the Naval Shooting Yard, as well as what's going on in Kenya. They're using that as a way to, as another way to step up the arms control here at home, to take away arms from citizens. At the same time, he wants to, and did this week, waive the ban on arming terrorists. So Obama has waived the ban on giving arms to terrorists, but now he's calling for a ban on American citizens having arms. We want to, got some calls here we want to talk to. We've got Danny in Tennessee calling about psych meds. That's something they're not talking about, is it, Danny?
Hey, can you hear me okay, David?
Can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Hey, David, I think you do a great job for Alex. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
No, I was going to say, I've been on a lot of the psych meds and stuff before, different medications, and I just want to encourage everyone, if you have any friends or family that's on these, you need to, you know, look out for them and, you know, just, what I was going to say was basically the experience I had, you know, it was a near-death experience, and if it hadn't have been for you guys at InfoWars and Alex and stuff, and all that y'all expose about what these things really do to our bodies. I'd probably still be on a lot of those meds, and
that's good to hear.
Thank y'all for all y'all do, David. But like I said, if y'all have any friends or family that's on these medications, just we need to support them and watch out for them. And it's just like a lot of times conversations I've had, even with like my doctors and stuff, they don't know what these meds are doing inside our bodies. They just know it helps with this disorder or that disorder. They don't really know what.
Oh yeah,
these medications are actually doing inside our bodies.
And they pile one on top of the other. And this is, of course, the thing that is the common thread in all these shootings, whether or not it's got any suspicious things that make it look like a government false flag or that the government was involved in any way whatsoever. They all have, all of them, have the common thread of these drugs that they give people, these SSRIs. And yet you don't hear any of that from the corporate media. It's amazing how silent they are. But it all makes sense if you look at it, because their major sponsor is these same drug companies. Let's go to Alex in Chicago. Alex, you wanted to talk about MK Ultra?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, happy fall equinox.
Yeah.
I had a buddy, actually, who was at a party over the summer festival, and he was partying too hard, let's put it that way. And he started believing that he was being targeted for MK Ultra recruitment to do a mass shooting or a bombing of sorts. And, we tried to calm him down. Then the party ended and the weekend ended. And he went about a week and he continued getting paranoid. And he ended up trying to slit his femoral artery in his leg, then slit his wrist open. And he was able to be rescued by his mother's boyfriend. So he's okay now, but now they're loading him up with these SSRIs.
Oh, yeah, that should help.
Since then, yeah, right. I've talked to him since then, and he's still on edge and concerned that he's being not only part of this MK Ultra thing, but also like a religious type of deal. So it's kind of an interesting type of event. Granted, I was with him the entire time and did see suspicious things such as,
as a doctor
that looked like they were part of Kraft International and such.
Wow. Well, as the doctor that was here said, it's what's unusual is when it's a late onset in life, that it's sudden, that it's a sudden switch. They feel like they're being harassed. A schizophrenic, which is typically only about 1% of the population is schizophrenic, they will feel like they're getting talked to by God or by Satan or by some supernatural person. Typically, as he pointed out, this is something that's an immediate onset. It's much later in life than a schizophrenic, and they believe that they're being harassed. That's not to say that that's necessarily sufficient to say that it's a technological assault as opposed to a real schizophrenic assault. But when they give them SSRIs, that's really just like pouring gasoline on a fire. It's a very, very dangerous thing. As we pointed out before, nobody is talking about that. Let's go to Will in Arizona. Will, how you doing?
I'm good, David. Thank you. My conversation is twofold. One has to do with the article that came out regarding Obama waives anti-terrorism provision to arm Syrian rebels. And in that, you'll notice that they use the Arms Export Control Act. And it says that the U.S. President to waive provision in Section 40 and 40A, which forbid providing munitions, credit, and licenses to countries.
Right, countries.
Point on that. Countries supporting acts of terrorism.
Yes, good point.
Now, the point that I want to make is the Arms Export Control Act is under Title 22 U.S.C. Okay, Chapter 39. And within that legislation, located at subchapter 3, which is the front matter, and under section 2780, under subsection D, it states, countries covered by prohibition. The prohibitions contained in this section apply with respect to a country.
Yes.
If the Secretary of State determines that the government of that country has repeatedly provided support for acts of international terrorism. Now, I submit to you that waiver is invalid if they're using that provision, because it only allows for a structured government issue, not the citizens within or a rebellion within that country. And the other issue I wanted to bring up was regarding Title 18 United States Code under Part 1, Chapter 113B, Section 2339B, which is providing material support or resources to designated foreign terrorist organizations. Prohibited activities, subsection 1, unlawful conduct. Whoever, knowingly, not whoever other than the president or his cabinet.
Absolutely.
Says whoever, yeah. Whoever knowingly provides material support or resources to a foreign terrorist organization or attempts or conspires to do so shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 15 years or both. And if the death of any person results, shall be imprisoned for any term of years or for life. To violate this paragraph, a person must have knowledge that the organization is a designated terrorist organization. Now, get this. The Secretary of State makes the list in the United States. If you go to the United Nations and you look at the terrorist list, two of the organizations that have been identified as working with the civil unrest in Syria is the Islamic State of Iraq or something like mm-hmm. that. And there's another one, al-Nusra. Now, if you go to the Secretary of State's website and you look at the list that hasn't been updated since 2012, you're going to notice that those two are conspicuously absent. Now, I submit that they're conspiring not only to omit
yeah.
those terrorist organizations from the Secretary of State's website, but they're in contradiction to what the United Nations says are terrorist organizations. And they are guilty, without question, of providing material support or resources to designated foreign terrorist organizations.
Well, you made a good legal point there, Will. And I guess the question that we all have is how many times does the administration have to violate the law before something happens to them? I mean, look at how many different times. Look at the crimes that we already know about with the IRS going after different political groups, using the IRS as a weapon. That was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. I mean, we've seen everything done in a large extent, far beyond anything that ever was required to impeach Nixon. Look at just the assassination of American citizens abroad with drone strike, without trial, without due process, over and over again, passing laws that say they're going to indefinitely detain people without trial. I mean, it's amazing the criminal activity that this administration gets away with and continues to get away with. And as you point out, they're going to now arm terrorists. Everybody knows they're terrorists. It's a joke when they say they're not terrorists, when they say it's a small percentage. It was James Defense that pointed out that at least half of the rebel soldiers in Syria are al-Qaeda. But Kerry insists that it's a very small minority. John McCain insists it's a very small minority. Putin laughed, and the world is laughing at him. It's just not credible, and yet they continue to do it and get away with it. We've got just a few seconds. Buzz in Delaware, can you tell us real quickly before the break what you're calling about?
Yeah, hi. Am I on?
Yes, you're on. Just a couple. You got about 20 seconds.
All right. I just wanted to bring up the fact that the people that died from the shooting in D.C. were members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Provost Marshals.
Hmm.
They were on their way, supposedly, to arrest Obama for a false flag nuclear attack on D.C. So I think that's just something people should look into. Thanks.
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. You can look that up on the web. I've also seen that accusation. Don't know what's in it, but I've seen people say they were on their way to impeach Obama. Some of the people who got killed, that's why that attack happened there. I don't know. We'll look into that further. That's it for today's broadcast. Alex will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. 12.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.